Yesterday morning, the Lord Mayor, Creagh Ní Dhaligh, hosted a ceremony in the Mansion House to launch the Bohemians Foundation. President of the Foundation, Tommy Hyans, opened proceedings with a brief history of how the Foundation began.
What I'm going to say briefly is how the Foundation came about, and I suppose we all know why it came about, because there's a need for it. The Foundation, the work that Bohemians do in the community, it's needed. That's why the Foundation exists. I started working with the homeless about 10 years ago. I lived in the States for a long time, worked with the homeless in the States, came back and started working with the Simon community. Then the Paul Trust formed a shelter in Blessington Street for the heroin kids, which I started working because I had experience working in the streets of Los Angeles. And they were getting a lot of help there, but there was one thing all the lads had in common was sport. And this is where Bohemians came into it. So I was a member of Bohemians at the time. I wasn't on the board of directors, but they were kind enough to give me tickets to take the kids to the game every Friday night. And from that sprung the idea of this could be a part of something, part of rehabilitation. So that's when sport became a big, big part of my thing to help kids progress.
The next speaker is Bohemians member and school teacher Tony Magnier.
Good morning. I've been asked to talk to you a little bit, speak to you a little bit about Bohemian Foundation work in schools. And I guess the reason for that is I have put in both camps. I'm a both member, obviously, and been contributing to that program since 1997, but in real life, I'm a teacher. I have the pleasure, often had the pleasure over the years, of bringing groups of students up to Bowes to matches and stadium tours and meeting players and getting involved on a great occasion at any match day as a Bohemians. And I've been lucky enough to have the opportunity to get my students onto the pitch at half-time, exhibition games, and say they could graze the hallowed turf of Dalymount. And I guess that's what this being a Bohemian is, you know, bringing my club maybe to do some good and to put a smile on the face sometimes of young people that don't always have that much to celebrate. Bohemian Foundation, in its manifesto, just reading it there, it talks about working to improve the health and well-being of its North Dublin community, and to be honest, I can think of no better way than bringing their work into schools, because what are we? What are we about for no better future? And when you see the look on the faces of these young lads and young lassies that get a handshake and a photo and a bit of advice, it does make everything worthwhile. And it's what every sports club should aspire to. So I guess now that it's launched today, and as I said, it's great to see it being launched today, it's up to these people and people like me as well, members and people in the community, put our shoulders to the wheel. And I, for one, am proud to be involved in the tiniest of tiny ways. And I hope going forward, every Bohemian member, every visitor to the club and local communities can get behind this wonderful initiative. Okay, thank you very much.
John Collery is a stand-up comedian and writer. As part of his work with the Bohemians Foundation, he initiated comedy workshops in Mountjoy Prison.
I was approached by Tommy, and I initially refused what he was asking me, because I knew it involved work. Once Tommy was involved, he's so active and so energetic that I knew it involved work. But I went into with Tommy and Jeff here, into Mountjoy to talk to a group, the Lifers group, about doing a stand-up workshop and eventually a show, which we did over a period of 3 months. Once a week for 3 months we went in, and it was, for me, an amazing experience because first of all because of the energy and enthusiasm the guys inside gave to the program and to the workshop. And secondly, to the amount of jokes they gave me for a bit of them. Because they had a lot going on and a lot of stuff to say, and they weren't afraid to put it across. And we spent 3 months in there working with a group that whittled down to, I think, four or five in the end. And we put on a show with the help of Gunnica and everyone at Joy, obviously, and they were an immense support to us when we were in there. And we did a show in May, the first show in May. We did it in February, and we went for 12 weeks, and we did a show in May. And for me, it was one of the best things I was ever involved in because of the energy involved and because of the feeling of a achievement that the guys got from it and that we got from it for providing it, for facilitating it. And the amount of fun we had doing it was beyond anything I've done before. And that's absolutely the truth of it. And so we got a huge buzz out of that, and they got a buzz out of it. And Tommy did up some certificates, and we had a certificate of completion of the workshop, and we all got a certificate and stuff. So I felt that it was something very, very positive. And it's slightly out of the ordinary. It's not a technical or a manual, you know. It's not like a woodwork or metalwork. It's something a little bit more abstract and therefore has a slightly different reward. I don't know what I'm talking about now. But we took a break. We went back in September and worked with the training unit, and we had another group of the training unit, and different dynamic, same result. We had a gig, we put it together the way we saw fit, and everyone did their bit. And once again, the enthusiasm and the focus and the energy of the guys inside towards the program, to me, was astounding. And I learned an awful lot myself personally about what I do and about the benefits of it, because I don't get to see that kind of achievement or that kind of vibe as much as I would like to. So I thank Tommy for inviting me to take part in the workshops, and hopefully we'll do some more. And the other thing is how it felt on the two nights that we did the workshops and did the gigs in the prison. Because like the families of prisoners were there, and they enjoyed it immensely, and there was a very social aspect to it, and there was a get-together and a positiveness, and I thought that was very, very exceptionally brilliant for everyone involved. And hopefully we can do it again. I thank Tommy for asking me to get involved, because I knew nothing about it before that. And I also thank everyone at Mount Jordan Prison for facilitating what I did and what we did with the groups. And this foundation is an immense achievement for Tommy, especially, and the people around him, and the football club in general, and the people of the North Side, people of the North Side area. And I wish Tommy very, very, every success with this and everybody involved, including myself. And it's really good to be involved in this foundation, and I see a bright future for it. So thanks very much.
Chris Bryan, treasurer of the Bohemians Foundation.
Thank you. Tommy mentioned about skill sets of the members on the board of management. And when you don't have a skill set, they usually ask you to look after the finances. That's why I'm here. Today, most of our activities have been funded by some of the local retailers in Bibsborough, but mainly by members of the board of management dipping into their own pockets to cover any costs that have come up. So if we want to expand and grow and do more in the North Dublin community, we have to generate some reasonable funds. There are probably two or three ways of doing that. We will be applying to Dublin City Council for grants, which is one way. They may be project specific, and maybe they'll ask us to do something and they'll fund it. We're also hoping to raise some funds. And John and some people who have supported us over the years have offered to put on an event that will raise funds, so hopefully you'll all hear about that over the coming months. But our main fundraiser would be, we're sending up a Friends of the Bohemian Foundation scheme, and we're asking people to donate €10 a year to become a friend of the Bohemian Foundation. I think you accept that €10 a year is not a lot to ask, so we're hoping to get maybe a few hundred people involved in that, which would be a good income for us. Excuse me, I'm full of a cold, but being paid so well, I just couldn't refuse to. The Friends of the Bohemian Foundation will receive an email two or three times a year updating them on the activities of the foundation. We do everything by email because we don't want the cost of posting 70 cents per letter over a couple of hundred people. It's just too much. Anybody who knows me knows that I'm extremely mean and miserable, and I spend as little money as possible, and that will continue as treasurer of the foundation. So we keep our costs to a minimum, and we will advise people, as I say, through email, and also we give them a breakdown of how the money is spent, because I think transparency and honesty is vital and to maintain the credibility of the people who will be supporting us. So every penny that we get will be accounted for. The bank details of the Bohemian Foundation is on the back page of that handout that you received. So I would ask you all to mention that to as many people as possible. Mention the Friends Bohemian scheme, or Bohemian Foundation scheme. Give them our bank details and hopefully they'll lodge money into it. If they could then email us to say that they've lodged a tenner into it, well then that's fine. We'll put them on the list and we'll keep in touch with them. With regard to our status, unfortunately we haven't got charitable status as yet, but we're in the process of applying for that. Hopefully we'll have that in the next 2 or 3 months, which will make life a bit easier for us. Our governance is that no member of the Board of Management will be paid a salary. All expenses, apart from your mass exodus now, all expenses over €20 will have to be vouched for. And we will be keeping a close eye. We want all the money we raise to go into the work that we want to do. We want to expand our schools project. We want to do more work in the prisons. And we want to do more in the general community. We've started there's a new name for it now. We're talking about a better name. Non-running football. We started a walking football up in Ballymun, but everybody keeps signifying a test. We're trying to move a non-running football event that we will spread hopefully throughout many areas in the North Dublin community, and that is something that we hope to do into the future. So we need funds to do all of this, but all of the money we get will definitely be going back into the projects that we undertake. So thanks very much.
John Bourne was diagnosed with Crohn's disease when he was a young man. His condition required an operation. Unbeknown to Sean, some friends of his had contacted Bohemians Football Club to ask for a get well message signed by the players. Sean takes up the story on the night before his operation.
The night before my surgery, I was on my own in the room in St. Vincent's Hospital, and all of a sudden I received a phone call and didn't recognise the number, and it turned out to be none other than Thomas Hines, and I think if I recall correctly, Matt Devaney may have been on the phone also. And the two guys basically informed me that an old college friend of mine had been in touch and just to see what they sent a card out or whatever. And of course, Tommy being who he is, anyone that knows him, well, he tends to take things a step further where he can, and he made a phone call to give me, you know, all the support the night before the surgery and just wish me all the best. And he actually invited me to go to the UCD game that weekend, thinking that it'd be okay to go, but it was a bit of a push, so I couldn't do that one. But unbeknownst to me, I found out that they were actually behind the scenes attempting to make plans for the whole squad to come over to St. Vincent's Hospital to visit me. And due to some complications post-surgery that never materialised, and it didn't deter Thomas in any way or the Bohemians Foundation, and they just went above and beyond with what they did next. It was quite remarkable, and I had been sent home to begin my recovery process and back down in Wexford, and all of a sudden one day I was laid up at home, and who walks through the door only? Thomas, two of the squad members, Keith Buckley and Dave Scully. And it was just unbelievable. They had come so far just to see how I was getting on with my recovery, and, you know, all the way down to Wexford. I still can't get over to this day. They were so kind to me. I mean, my family have supported Bohemians for generations, and this is the kind of way that the Bohemians Foundation are looking to give back to the local community. They're willing to go that extra step, and coming down to Wexford was massive. And you know, they brought along a signed jersey, and they brought personal messages from each of the players, and it was just truly amazing, and a huge, huge boost to me on a personal level. It was at a very low point, and for this to happen, it was an enormous boost. I don't think you realise just how much of a boost it gave me. And it actually helped a lot with my recovery from a mentality point of view, for sure. And And before the guys got in time and headed back to Dublin, the players made sure to exchange phone numbers, and from that point on there were continuous texts and phone calls to see how he was doing. And I found that amazing also, that these guys were willing to take the time to just check up how it was, a quick call or a quick text. It only takes a couple of minutes, but it means a lot to the person on the other end of the phone when they're going through something. The gravity of my situation, my health issues. So they were constantly inquiring, when will you be ready to come back up today? They went to see games, and after a couple of months I felt I was strong enough to make the journey, and I couldn't wait to get back. And of course Tommy wanted to make it an occasion to remember, and the Bohemians Foundation, they made me a guest of honour. They were required to pretty much refreshments down the players' range. She was sitting with Matt and Tommy and some of the other guys, and Lynn O'Neill was there, and some of the players came in then. Aaron Callum was manager at the time, came in and shook my hand and asked me how I was doing. It was really special. And then even at half time in the match, they went on the pitch to introduced me to the crowd and got a great ovation naturally. And yeah, it didn't end there, because after the game, everyone just sat me down and they were chatting and asking how I was getting on, and genuinely concerned for my well-being. It was really lovely, and I mean it's something that you don't think these guys would really go as far as they did. It was extraordinary, and as I said, it meant a lot to me, and that's why I'm so proud to support a club that is willing to give back to their local community in this manner. It really makes me proud to be a Bohemian football club fan, and just the kindness that they've shown my family. It's truly remarkable, and I just hope that today I've been able to, through my story, highlight the great work that the Bohemian Foundation are doing in the community, it's a really amazing project, and thanks very much for this.
Lord Mayor Creaney D. Dalig then took to the stage to officially launch the Bohemians Foundation.
I do go out in Fairfax for all that he can shop in Cronulla, I imagine. If you talk about Bear, talk seconds it. It's good to have some go ear from Dora Bohemian Norm, and also lift the goody and show you. It's only one of the good from Dora Bohemians, a VZ and me, and I'll just comment on that over at Bobby and about the other Tracy and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I was shocked a little by something that John said. John said you considered refusing Tommy. I didn't know that was possible. I didn't get that. I don't know that. But I'm delighted to welcome you all here to the Mansion House today. This is my home until the end of June. I'm especially honoured to be asked by the Bohemian Foundation to be part of this great event. I'd particularly like to commend Tom Fines for all the work that he has done, but particularly for his kindness and his hospitality that he has shown to me in my first 7 months as Lord Mayor. And I'm really grateful for that, and I thank you very much for Katie and Ivan. I'd also like to welcome my elected colleagues here, Deputies Mary Lou MacDonald and Maureen O'Sullivan, and the High King of the Bohemian Football Club himself, Councillor Larry O'Toole. There's no Bohemian Football Club event that is complete without your presence, so I'd like to particularly acknowledge you. I'm very familiar with the work that the Foundation have been doing, and I have been their guest at many an event over the past 7 months, and particularly, and Larry must have told him, Tommy, you must have said to him, how can we win her over? And Larry would have said to him, food, you win her over by food. So I've been to two great meals, Duncan, thank you very much, two great meals in the Joy. Two three-course meals that were second to none, and I been in a different establishment where I paid a lot of money. There were two beautiful meals and you got me. Once you fed me and the food was beautiful, but I just want to commend the work that you did within the prisons in particular, and I'd just like to acknowledge Doug here as well for really being reminded. One of the special events was the Special Olympics event, where we invited the football team to Dalymount, and we had to serve them their tea, and they milked it for all it was worth. They had me run racket, that same team, up and down, demanding cocktail sausages, and then in return I invited them here. When they came back, I invited them back to the Mansion House, laden down with all the medals, and it was an absolutely beautiful event. But I got to know those athletes from the football team through the connection with Bohemians Football Club. I want to commend the foundation on the work that they do in our prisons, where I've seen firsthand the positive impact that they are having through football comedy clubs, and they are now going to introduce a theatrical element by introducing acting classes. I am also delighted that they are going to expand, and particularly delighted with the partnership they have formed with the Schools Completion Programme, and we've heard much from that, so I appreciate your contribution. From what we have shared here today, we can all appreciate what can and what is being achieved in our communities. I know there is so much more to the foundation, which you can read about in your handout that we all got here today. But it just gives me fantastic, and it's an honour for me and a great pleasure to officially launch the Bohemian Foundation Gomara Sugar Cave, Gomara Sugar Cave, Gomara Sugar Cave.
After the ceremony, I chatted with local councillor and Bohemians fan Larry O'Toole. Larry, it's been a wonderful launch this morning, and the foundation's a vitally important part of our community now. And hopefully in the Coolock area, we're going to spread out and see the foundation spreading out there soon, yeah?
Yeah, as well as St. Joseph's this morning, there were two other schools represented, the Darndale School and Priorswood School. And what we were doing with, as you heard in the during the presentation, we're outreach, we're working with people in all kinds of communities and all on the north side to try and enhance other people's lives, work with young people and older people. We're working with schools, we work with Mount Joy, we're working with senior citizens. As you heard there, you know, we had them in Mount Joy for their dinner at Christmas and one time last summer. And these chaps come in here today very kindly with their teacher, Kira, to see what we're about. And we will enjoy going out to the school on some occasions, or as soon as possible, maybe some players or coaches. And also we have, we have an emphasis on health and fitness and all of that stuff. So looking forward to working with St. Joseph and the other schools in our area on that.
Thanks, Larry. That was great. Thank you very much.
Mark, very welcome. Thank you very much for coming into the launch of the foundation.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Finally, we grabbed a quick chat with President of the Bohemians Foundation, Thomas Hines. Tommy, you've just had the launch of the Bohemians Foundation with Lord Mayor Creenaney Dalic. Must be a proud day for you.
Absolutely fantastic. It's a combination of, like you heard yourself, the speeches that were given today. It's years in the making. Like, it's like an overnight success that took 10 years to get where it is, because we did all work very, very hard in the background. And when we felt we were professional enough, even though we're amateur, obviously nobody gets paid, then we could present ourselves to the public and then ask for public support.
Yeah, it was a wonderful launch. We touched on so many areas where the foundation's been successful so far, but now that you're up and running and you're officially out there now, what's the future now?
The future now is we formed partnerships with the Dublin City Council, the School Completion Programme, the MOST Project, and are actually official partners of the foundation. And I'm sure there's others that I'm leaving out, and if any apologies if I am. But they will now give us projects that they actually can't handle themselves, or they don't have access to the players that we have, the coaches. And you've seen the lineup of our board of directors, each of them very, very skilled in their own way. They don't have access to that. So they can approach us with a venture that they have, and if it's suitable, the foundation will take it on for them.
Yeah. So you just mentioned there that you haven't got charitable status yet, so you want to give a shout out to people if they'd like to get involved, to become friends with the Bohemians Foundation, they can do that. Do you want to just, if anyone's listening and you want to get involved, let them know how you do that?
Oh yeah, you can email the Bohemian Foundation at hotmail.com.
Yeah.
We will be putting up a Facebook page, and we will give out the details on your radio show.
Absolutely.
That's okay.
We really did, yes.
And in that way, they can actually donate 10 euros a year. Is not, they're not a lot to ask of anyone. But for the amount of work that we're doing, it goes a long, long way. And for that 10 euros a year, we can actually, we will send you out a couple of bulletins. Like, you know, yourself, I do the Bohemian Bulletin, where we're going to copy the format and do a foundation bulletin. But you're not limited to that, because anytime a big event comes up and the foundation is participating, we'll inform our friends of what's going on. And they can see they're getting good value for the 10 euros, and it's been well, well spent in the community.
Absolutely. Well, Tommy, listen, we wish you every success. No doubt it's going to go from strength to strength. And congratulations to you and the committee on the wonderful work you did so far.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you for all your support.
No bother, Tommy. Thank you very much.